Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm sorry. What?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. The Lord's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we serve, thine aid we seek. Thee show us a straight way. We have those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, those whose wrath is brought down, and those who go not astray. Amen. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of concern. Message of concern, serious concern, meaning the removal of all racial images or all images, period, that portray divine. Removal of all images that portray divine. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's sponsored by the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And to me, that's explains the Holy Quran through and through. That's what Islam is all about. And in addition to that, it's spiritual guidance. It's spiritual guidance in the way that we're supposed to live. It's our everyday book of life. It's the way we're supposed to live our lives, okay, according to Allah's plan. Okay, and we also have a co-sponsor, Brother Amin Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California. We have a sort of kind of staff, or we have what you would call, well, anyway, all of us are in this together, and we're all a part of the staff, and we're all a part of a part of our I'll start off with staff. The other one will come to me in a minute. Excuse me. Myself, Sister Daya Akbar, Daya Hanan Shabazz Akbar, from, and Brother Abdullah Rasul Akbar from Decatur, Georgia. And we have Brother Suja Muhammad and Sister and his wife, Sister Quran Muhammad, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're all together with the staff. I'm a host. We're all hosts. We all can be called hosts. Okay? And I'm the host tonight. And this is a Tuesday night. And Tuesday night is the sisters' night. When our main concern on that particular night is the psychological effect of that image and what it has on the minds of the children. The psychological effect of that image on the minds of the world's children. Can you imagine just being in a anywhere, a school or place of worship where you would see just one person hanging there, maybe on a cross, you know, the Caucasian or different complexions, even African-American, brown skin or light skin complected statues hanging and portraying as God himself. That's an image. That's an image that we're trying to get rid of. And I wouldn't say that harsh like that, get rid of, but there's an image that we intend to try to eliminate from our practice and raising our children. They have to know the truth. They have to know the truth. And that's all I'm saying about that, because the brothers get into that deeper on their nights. And we are on 6 nights a week. But Sunday nights and Tuesday nights is the night that the sisters have with the psychological effect of that image on the minds of the world's children. And the brothers have the other nights. They have the Monday, they have the Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But Friday is Juma prayer day, so it's an off day for us on the line here on the Blog Talk Radio show. But you do have some Juma prayers on the line here, the same number. It's 1 o'clock California time. So 1 o'clock California time. Yeah, is earlier. 1 o'clock California time. And so that would be like, the same time we turn into, turn on the Juma prayer. It's just that it's Eastern Standard Time here. But like now, there in California, it's 4 o'clock. But here, it's 4:24, rather. Here, it's 7:24. That's the hour's difference between the time. Okay. Now, what did I want to say? Oh, we have Brother Muhammad out of Columbus, Georgia, at time. And we have Brother Muhammad Sharif and his wife, Sister Sharifa, that comes on with us a lot of times, and she reads, and they just must be busy during this time, though, because they're usually on. And there's been such a so many things going on and happening until half of the time we have not been on due to the technical problems or whatever with the Blog Talk connection. So we know what that's all about. But anyway, the beat goes on. The Blog Talk Radio show must go on, inshallah, you know, and we'll talk about the image, removal of the racial images, removal of the images that and the problem that it plays on the minds of our children, the world's children, as well as adults. You know, and if we could be sometimes doing so much about it until we have to really think what we do know about it, you know, because a lot of times it's just things we've heard, things we might have heard somebody else say, or things that we might have read ourselves, but a lot of times it can be confusing to others who have never paid any attention to it. So it's always good to pay attention, you know, to what you're telling other people. Because little children, they ask questions, and they have to be considered. Their minds also count, you know. They just consider us as big people because we have so much say over them, you know, as far as trying to teach them, but they're still minds, you know, and they still ask questions, and they're still curious, and they will be asking more questions and more curious now than they have been. Yes, because this is bringing in a new world, new life, new people, new ways of thinking, new ideas, new structures, community structures, and unity. You'll have see new businesses and things going up that the young people are really, like they say, rocking it. The young people are really rocking it. So look for it. Look for it, please. And just if they ask you, just give them a helping hand, give them the help they need, and whatever they would like for us to assist them with. But don't go in taking charge, because it is their turn now. It's their turn. Let them work it. You know, that's why we, Allah bless us to go through what we went through and the sacrifice and all to help pave the way for them now. And a lot of them have it. They've gotten the baton. They've run with it already. They've run with it already. Just got some of a flash over messenger. And they must be listening to, in one way or another, to the Blog Talk Radio show because somebody just put their thumb up. So, well, you know, we're on TikTok and everywhere. I mean, they all listen to us, really. We may not even see it, but they have their hookup and ways of hearing what we're saying. That's why we have to really be particular and patient about what we're saying to them. We have to, we'll speak in the way that we know how and understand, but we have to, like, break it down, you know, break it down and ask them to call into this number if they would like to make a statement or ask questions or contribute something to the conversation that we have pertaining to the message of concern, psychological effect that it has on the minds of the children, these images, as well as the psychological effect it has on the minds of the adults, some of them who've never heard of it. They don't even know what it's all about. But let them, we're asking you to please call in. The call-in number is, for the guest, 515-602-9665. You can call into this number, 515-602-9665. And you also, your voice can be heard. And on your phone receivers, you can push 1, and a little hand will pop up on our screen, and we'll see that you have something to say. And we will open up your mic and bring you into the queue, and you can say what you have to say, ask what questions you want to ask, you know. Keep it respectful. No profanity, we're asking. We're asking that you respect everybody's, you know, opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, whether you accept it or not. Everybody's opinion should be respected, or must be respected. Because when you call in, it tells us that you are interested, you want to learn something or you want to share something, and we don't want you to be disrespectful to anyone, and you won't be disrespected, you know. So this is the way we want to work this Blog Talk Radio show, and we've been on now for about 4 years. And one time we might have had someone to call in, but it was controlled, and it was okay. We got their point, they got ours. I remember it well. But anyway, the brothers have the other nights. I already said that. The sisters have Sunday nights and Sunday night and Tuesday night, which we focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And during the rest of the week, except for Friday, Juma, we're off. During the other nights, the brothers speak on the message of concern, the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine, whether they be, regardless to the complexion of the skin, I'll put that, regardless to the complexion of the skin, there should be no images of God himself, the creator. I bear witness that there's no God but one God. The Muslims call him Allah, which I say means all good, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the seal of the prophet and Allah's messenger. And we greet you with the greetings of peace. God's peace be upon you. As-salamu alaykum and welcome. And like I said, during the course of the time that you're on, you want to say anything, just press one on your phone receiver. You'll be brought into the queue. Okay. I was looking through my book. It's been a while. since I've read out of the book where they have telling us that we should not in no way make any images of God. And it quotes Bible from King James Version, you know, the verses and the chapters. I won't be able to see it now. I thought about it earlier, and I was going to look and get it, and then slipped my mind, started doing something else, and I didn't get the book out. But anyway, I'm going to ask, let me see, which one, Sister Karan or Brother Suja, if they would like to read something from the Quran pertaining to that image, or if you like to say something yourself, since you're a host as well, while I get up and do this right for a second. But Suja, would you help me? Let me tune him in here. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. Would you help me a minute? I know it's... Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Give me a minute.
Okay, take your time. I just wanted to ask you if you would, but I wanted to.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah.
I just didn't want to leave it with nobody on here, but you come in when you get ready. I'm just going to
All right.
These blocks. I'm here by myself.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'd just like to read something in reference to the image out of the Quran, Surah 4, starting at Ayat 171. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. O peoples of the book, commit no excesses in your religion. Nor say of Allah aught but the truth. The Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah. And his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and his spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not Trinity. Desist. It would be better for you. For Allah is one God. Glory be to him. For exalted is he above heaven and sun. To him belongs all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah at the disposal of affair. And I'm going to read on a little bit. Christ disdained it not to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he would gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, He will give their due reward and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous penalty. Nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allah is clearly saying here out of the Holy Quran to desist and stay away from, you know, that idea of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You know, and God make it clear that he don't need a son. He owns everything in the creation. Everything in creation was brought about by him. So why is it that we want to say that he have begotten the son, when he already owns everything? And the Quran say that he don't have, how could you say that God had a son and he don't have a consort, he don't have a wife? You know, and that's putting him in the position of fornication or adultery. You know, The Quran makes it clear, clear as day, that Allah is totally against the idea that God had a son. That there are three gods. Also, Allah says in the Quran, one of the things that he will not forgive, and that is the idea that he has a partner, or setting up partners with God, or saying that God has an equal, you know, in the day of judgment. God is the one going to judge everything, not Jesus. Jesus is not going to have no say-so. Jesus himself is going to have to go or come before God, you know, to be judged. Jesus. And God said if he will, to destroy Jesus, his mother and every the whole earth, who got the power to stop him? Surely you say no one. You know, so Allah got the argument against false worship strong in the Quran, real strong. Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. So. We as Muslims, we take the same position. And what we strive to do is to pass this on, the position that God has shown us. We strive to pass this on to our children so they can take the same position, a strong position, that there is no God but one God, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. And the messengers and prophets is God's servant. They worship God. Everything in creation worship God. Our position is to removal of all images. Anything in creation as God, retake a position against that. Anything that you say in creation is God, that you raise up and say, go to God, it's God. Retake a position against that. There's nothing in creation that even is like God. Everything in creation is dependent. Everything in creation, say that again. Everything in creation, in this whole creation, is dependent. And it gonna die. It's gonna live forever. Nothing in creation is gonna live forever. But the Creator will live forever. And he don't die. Get nobody killing. So the creation and the Creator is two different things. The Creator is independent, and the creation itself is dependent. So that's so easy to prove, brothers and sisters. That's so easily to prove that the water don't operate on its own, and the air don't operate on its own, and that the human being don't operate on its own. It's got to have something, you know, in order to exist. So it's so easy to prove. Anytime you make the Creator out of anything out of the creation, you put the Creator in a dependent position. Anytime you make anything out of creation, you put the Creator into a dependent position. And the Creator is independent. When you say that Jesus is God, then you can kill Jesus. If God don't protect you, Jesus had to eat. He had to sleep. Jesus prayed to God. Jesus wasn't in an independent position. And what makes it so bad, they show you Jesus as a Caucasian. The same person that had us put us through slavery. Ooh, that's an insult. Just for love. So we're here to put forth the argument there's only one Creator, and that everything else in creation, depends on that Creator. Assalamu alaikum. Turn it back over to Sister Dahiya.
Let me see. I'm getting my coffee here. Okay. I hope it didn't go off while I was talking. Is yours on?
There's something.
That's a man.
I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you hear me? Yeah. Okay, then. All right, then. I just want to know, right? I guess they dropped. Is anybody else on the line? Could they say something? Anybody? That's real strange.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Shuja.
What English salam?
I hear you. And we got
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
A couple people on the line. And Sister Jaya, are you there? Assalamu alaikum, Sister Jaya. Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'd just like to say that we need to step it up on education. Education,
right.
You know, is the number one priority. And we need to step it up, and we need to become very, very serious at education and start working with our children. The museum, the aeronautic museum that I was affiliated with is going through a transition. And that aeronautic museum that teaches the children how to fly planes is going through kind of like litigation now. Yeah, these African-Americans is...
Some illegal?
You know. Well, yes. Like it is a legal thing. And it's really too bad because the brother who started it, his name is Robin Pettigrave. If you go to my website and I want to say, would it be Lahi Minashaitan Rajim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillah.
God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And if you go to my website, it's Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com, and click on videos, you can see Ruben Khatib's son is getting lessons. This has been a few years ago, but Ruben Khatib's son is getting fine lessons, and Ruben is right there with him.
Yeah,
you can
I know
see
Ruben.
It. And that's what really I really wanted to bring to the Muslim community, our Muslim children, get them going, into STEMs, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and do it through aviation. And I recently changed the website now. Because I have a button called Weekend School. It's called Weekend School. And right when I kicked it off, it was starting to meet with parents and stuff like that. You know, the museum went through this little thing here, and I'm just leaving there. Right again, a preacher took it over. A preacher somehow took it over. It may be the name, because it was called Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum. But I just left a brother, and his father was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. Was one of the Tuskegee. There's only one left, and he's like 100 years old. Only one Tuskegee Airman left, and so he got a pretty nice brochure. He do talks and lectures on the history of aviation and African Americans in that aviation and everything. A very knowledgeable brother, you know. I want to stay with him 15 minutes or so. Very knowledgeable. But I don't really know. I really don't know what happened, but I'm going to, you know, since I was dependent on working with the Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum, and his brother who gave me the brochure, he said, well, it's not going to be called Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum. It's going to be called Tuskegee Aeronautic Museum. Tuskegee. So evidently they fighting over using that name or something. I don't know. And,
yeah,
you know, maybe he was getting... I don't know. I'm just guessing, but maybe somebody was getting money, grants and everything, calling themselves Tuskegee. No, it was called Tomorrow's Aeronautics Film. I got to ask some questions because I really was going back and forth, and I got 1,000 flyers. Got 1,000 flyers made up, and I was distributing the flyers to the masjids. And I went out there, and the gates was closed, so I called a number, and Robin told me, his name is Robin Petgrave, and he says, well, my museum was taken over. It was a hostile takeover. They got together, and they took over the museum some way, you know? And somebody was on the board, some reverend was on the board,
They really is going through something.
Yeah. Right when I was really, I got 1,000 flyers. I got some pretty nice flyers made up, I was getting calls. Interest from parents. Wanted to be a part of the STEM school. What I wanted was a weekend school. I wanted to work with the children who are in public school. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Let me turn it back over to you because I got to take care of something right quick. I'll turn it back over to you, my brother.
Alhamdulillah.
All right.
Yes, sir. That's all right. Thank you for the info.
Okay, now.
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We again testify and we bear witness that there's only one creator, one God. And we recognize and we glorify that one God. And what we saying is that there's nothing else in creation that deserves worship. Nothing. Everything else in creation bow down and submits to that one God. And we as Muslim, the name that God gave us, we bow down and submit our will. We surrender and give total worship to that one God. Everything else, Jesus, anything else that you can think of that exposed on the peoples to give worship is false worship. It's false worship and it's oppression. The psychologists say one of the main causes of mental illnesses, people's going crazy, is false worship. One of the main causes of psychological damages to the minds is false worship. Is that we making things into God that's not God? Are we worshiping things out of creation and making them into your creator, something that you should bow down to, something that you should give worship to, a pray to. You know, this is causing mental illnesses. It has a psychological damage on our children and on the older people. You know, Allah said don't bow down to them. Don't give in to it, you know. So this is what we are preaching. This is what we are teaching. We are passing it on to our children, and we are letting them know that false worship is one of the worst enemy to man. And what we need is to inform our children, like Brother Amin said, we need to educate. We need to educate our children. This is one of the big. This is how Satan get away. That our children is not educated. You know. So we got a big job. You know, we gonna need to establish more Sister Clara Muhammad schools. We gonna have to have more programs where we can get more teachers, school teachers. We need more school teachers, good teachers, you know, and inshallah, we as Muslims, we believe in education. Islam, we believe in that. That's one of our main things, is education. That's on top of the list. So let's come together, brothers and sisters, whether we Christians, whether we Jews or Muslims. Let's come together and establish schools and make it a safer place for our children. Tears came to my eyes when a sister brought her grandchild, you know, on some programs, and they recited Al-Fatiha. I said, listen to that. I mean, they didn't miss one word. They said everything correctly. A child, 6 or 7 years old, you know, memorizing and able to present, say the Al-Fatiha is the opening. It's the opening prayer of Islam, of the Muslim. Al-Fatiha, you know, and that's the beginning. That's the beginning. So when our children catch on to that, everything else is going to fall in place. The one God is the main post in the tent that holds up everything. One God. You got to have that one God, or else the tent is not going to stand. Allahu Akbar. So, praise be to Allah. Sister Dair, could you call Sister Dair, please? And just, you misplaced your phone? Yeah. Give her a call and see what happened. Maybe. I don't want to take over the sisters tonight.
No, you got it. I'm here with you. As I make them.
Okay. I'm finna yield and trying to back.
Okay,
over.
Then.
Okay.
Hold up, Kamran.
Oh, I'm not calling.
Oh, okay. You got it, Brother Akbar.
Okay. Who Malaysia Tan Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. I only bear witness and I'm testifying there's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has planned us all in this creation to be tested. And he has sent us the final revelation with the final prophet. There's no other prophet or no other revelation that we know of coming to the ink is dry and it's true. It's in the book of Al-Quran and Prophet Muhammad, the one Christ Jesus said will come after him, is and always will be the last prophet according to the creator of his creation. So we're here tonight again on this Prop Talk radio station trying to destroy racism, all the evil that come with racism, come with the lies and the falsehood and the foolishness, all of the mistakes. We know our first father made a mistake. Our first father is Adam and not God. God is not our father. He is the creator. And we are in his image. We are in the image of our mothers and fathers, but we show not in the image of God. God can make it rain, can make it snow, make it sleet. He can make a tornado. He can make an earthquake. He can make all of them things. Man has to try to survive in those things. And that's the only power man got is survival. And Allah allow him or her to survive in that situation, then we say all praises are due to Allah. So we here tonight again fighting racism, envy and jealousy and lies. We are people who have been made to go against each other. And the proof of that, we own nothing because we go against each other. We don't work with each other. If we work with each other, we would be working with each other, but we don't work with each other because we scared what the man going to say. And what man I'm talking about? We're talking about the ungodly man who have made himself the proud owner of this earth. We all are here by the mission of God. We all are here by the grace and the mercy and from God who allow us to come on this earth to be tested. Meaning when the death is angel come get us, the test is over. So we're trying to bring about a human society. We see all these preachers. We respect some of the things that even General said. We respect some of the things. And he said that tell the Christian woman that naked dress is not a dress of a Christian. We know it's not a dress of a Muslim. And really not a dress of any religious society, because God tells the religious society, especially the female and the male, not to lead nobody in temptation. We know that you got your clothes off, showing all your private parts. You are, might not mean it, but you are leading people in temptation. Otherwise, you call them to rape or trick or try to get something from you, like putting cheese out for a rat. The rat can smell the cheese a mile away, and he loves cheese. That's part of his eating habit, eating cheese. So if you put a female out there in the street and she ain't got no morals, she ain't got no conscience of her dress, she's not conscious of how she look, don't want to be conscious. Because, I've seen the Christian woman talking about what the Bible says, come as you are. Yeah, you're supposed to come as you are, but you're supposed to change once you get there and find out the truth that what you are wasn't right. You're supposed to change. But start reforming yourself. You don't come to God and stay alcohol, stay a dope head. You don't come to God and stay a drunkard, a murderer, a liar. You come to God because you don't want to be them things. You can't come to God and then say that's what you want to be, because God said the truth will set you free, not the lie. A lie will enslave you. If you think you're better than somebody else, you've been enslaved. You think it's not wrong to steal and tell a lie, you've been made a slave. And we know our people as well, and most of us, we've been made slaves by this world. Because if we were free people, truly free, we would have every opponent that this world has to offer. We would have skyscrapers. So when you come downtown and you look up at those tall buildings, you wouldn't know who owned them, huh? You couldn't say, well, all the Caucasians own them buildings. The Jews own all these buildings. If everything were equal and the truth was for real, then we all be equally owning whatever you see downtown. But when you go downtown in any town, we as African American or people who were stolen and brought here, built this country, made this country great, what it is. We own nothing, and the only thing we're getting out of, we keep the jailhouses filled, we keep the judges and the prostitutes. We keep all these people pockets filled up with our money, parking ticket, speeding ticket, improper turn, falling too close. We pay these tickets. We want to keep the jailhouses going. We the one in court when the court doors open in the morning time. Most of our people are brought before the judge and charged and fined more than anybody else. So who doing it? Some people look like us doing it too. So we can't blame a particular people when the people don't know themselves. They can't be themselves. And they made sure we don't know ourselves. And they're not teaching who we are, what we've done, what accomplishment we added to this world that we live in America. They ain't going to tell you that. Why? Because if they tell you that, you're going to be want to be more equal. You want more rights. And they don't want you to have more equal rights. They don't want you to have that. They want you to be satisfied to see somebody running a football, shooting a basketball, hitting a golf ball, hitting a tennis ball. They don't want you to see nothing no more than that. Dancing and singing. And then the music that you dance to, it should be given to a dog or animal. If we were to catch an animal, listen to this music, the people who played it for the animal need to be arrested, because it ain't nothing but trash can music. So all praise are due to Allah, one creator. And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the best example for the human being. We can't find a better example for a human being. Look how they made Christ Jesus. One sentence, he's a Superman. The other sentence, he's a fool. He's crazy, huh? He walked the water. Meaning you said that he's Superman. He fed everybody with so many loaves of bread and fish that made him a Superman. But when he couldn't protect himself and they nailed him to the cross, you come out and said, yeah, they nailed him to the cross, but look, he didn't die, but he died for all our sins. So look how stupid that is. Take a man, nail him to a cross. Why is it I can take any other man, any ethnic group, and take that person and nail that person to a cross and for no reason? And first thing you say, why did you kill that man? That's what I'll be doing. I'll be killing that man. But they don't say they killed Christ Jesus. They say he died for your sins. How can somebody die for your sins? If you die, you go home and you go to sleep and you don't wake up. That means you die. You were in the army, you were fighting against something,
and you got shot, you would die. You died because you were trying to defend the rights of others and yourself, and you got shot and you got killed. But they don't say he did nothing like that. They say he died. He went to a cross and proved that he was human. And so they nailed him to the cross, and according to the book, the Bible, he didn't want to die. He actually take this bitter cup from me. I don't want to die. And he didn't say I would die. So all these lies they done gave to Jesus, to Jesus, and then they turn around and give us them lies to make us love them, love the people that got straight hair, straight bald nose, straight nose. Love them, love these blue eyes. To love them and hate your features, hate your curly hair, hate your dark skin, hate your big lips, or hate your big nose. They want you to hate yourself so you can continue to serve them and they can do whatever you want to. Huh? When Donald Trump said that he can shoot out there and kill somebody and nothing be done, who you say he gonna shoot? He wasn't gonna shoot nobody that looked like him. Huh? Not today. He'll shoot one of us. And then they say, oh, he killed nobody. That's what we said. Oh, he just killed the nigga. That's what we said. Who gave us this language? It wasn't the creator. It's not in scripture. God say everything he made was good. And then if everything he made was good, why do we put ourselves down so low? Because they psychologically damaged us on the plantation. And that followed us schools. And we were the first one that made the public school. They went to educate us, so we educated ourselves. We the one created public school. But they ain't going to tell you about that. They ain't going to tell you nothing. And why is that? Because they know we worship them. If we working in a bank, and an African-American come in the bank, and the person look up and see the African-American in the bank, so many of them, they act like they so busy. I'm talking about our people. And they people too. People we call out. People we call they people. They act like they're so busy. But let a Caucasian walk up in the bank. They'll try to move all them African Americans out the way and get to that Caucasian. And when they get to the Caucasian, they talk to him like he's so special. How you doing today, sir? How's life treating you? You doing all right today? When it come to you, yes. Can I help you? Talk to you like you're nobody. And you spending your money, you're spending more money than the Caucasian spending. So this is not going to change until the image has been removed and the people been made aware what they done made out of them. They done made a bunch of robots out of them, bunch of cold-hearted, ungodly, unthinkable, unrespectful people toward each other. Huh? We used to love mama. We used to love daddy. We used to love our brothers and sisters. We used to protect our brothers and our sisters. We didn't let nobody on the outside come in and mistreat our sister. But now that ain't the case. The brother here by the sister got jumped on by the boyfriend. The guy said she probably needed it. He don't say, no, you ain't going to be hitting my sister. I'm not going to tolerate that. Well, I'm going to go have a talk with him. Huh? But see, that's when we try to love each other. They scored all that through the movies, through the magazine, through the music. They scored all our showing up connection to each other, having babies. Now they tell you, they sell you a car that ain't big enough to hold two babies to remind you don't have none. Get an abortion. Don't have no more children. Look, you have more children. Where you going to put them in the car? You going to put them on the roof? So they know how to talk to you through the creation. They know how to set you up for failure. And that's exactly what they're doing. Right now, all these empty buildings in our community. And know what the African-Americans are saying? I wonder what the Caucasians, I wonder what the Jew, I wonder what the Mexican or the Chinese people going to put there. They never put themselves in a situation or own the business. We've been trained not to spend money with each other through that image. We hate to spend money. If that weren't true, look at all the special people that we scene come in our life, Dr. J, Jim Brown, all these professional people, all these professional boxers, Joe Louis and all the rest, all these people was in our lifetime, come through our lifetime, huh? And all these new football players and basketball players making millions and millions of dollars. Cat Williams make millions of dollars a year. Cat Williams is one of the biggest stand-up actors in the country. Cat Williams. But how much money he spend back into the community that he lived in. And most of these people know Elder Tom. Cat Williams knows about Muslim. He's been to the mass. He know Louis Farrakhan. He know about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You mentioned that what they know about the Muslim, and they act like they don't know you because they are afraid that people going to lock the doors on them where they can't make no money. So these are the kind of sellouts that we had to point to because our people supporting them. It's not the Caucasian people. Caucasians probably supporting them about 5% go and listen to them and laugh at them because they all they do, Cat Williams do, call each other niggas, call people niggas. So they go there and laugh at it, you know. It's a doggone shame. We can't get mad at the Ku Klux Klan for calling us niggas, and we call each other, our people calling each other niggas more than any KKK. And our people doing more to us than any KKK. So we have to get self-right first. And we're not going to get self-right until we change the environment that what we all live in. And we've been told that if the environment ain't no good, then the environment is corrupt, then we are corrupt. And they make sure they keep us in a corrupt environment. That's why they keep ours, they judge us by the zip code. They give us money. They don't hold back money. They hold back money by looking at the zip code. If that zip code got 90% of African American in it, that person will get less funded, less garbage service, less high insurance, the higher rate of car insurance, the higher rate of house insurance. Everything is almost double. When it's in our community, in our neighborhood. I work for the gas company, Atlanta Gas Light Company, for the gas company. And I'm working for the gas company. I go out to the rich neighborhood, working in their neighborhood, and I look at their gas bill, and they got a big mansion. They got a pool. They got a sauna in their house, got all this gas stuff in their house, and their bill is cheaper than mine. I was staying in an apartment. So they show you they don't care nothing about us. And we can tell each other that, but you think these preachers going to come out and say something about that? You think these imams going to come out and encourage the believers to support each other and mean it, and then they support the people that support them? And that's what I can't understand. That's what people tired of. They tired of these emails that not pushing an economic program, not encouraging the believers to come together and unite their dollars and their money and their time and start building something for the future. Ain't not hardly any of them doing that. So praises be to Allah. May Allah continue to bless us to see the problem and the solution at the same time. But solution to our problem is us. We got to stop spending money with these people. I go in Walmart, they bringing dogs in. Dogs coming in and shopping with the people. African America, they see Caucasian come in with dogs. Now they running wild with a dog. So I'm going to call the corporate office and I'm going to tell them, if you gonna allow dogs to come in your place and get into the food that I might have to buy or try to buy, because the health food ain't healthy, it's the fleas in the health food going in, the dog going into the store. Now how much health food you gonna have after a dog let his fleas jump off him and get into the food? and you doing it. Because as soon as you get sick and we try to bring it to your attention, you act like you ain't done nothing. So I'm going to call them up and let them know the next time I see a dog coming into their establishment and I got to go in there and buy some bananas or something, and you let the dog come, I'll starve myself before I go back in there and your store again. I'm going to call them and then tell them I'm going to try to rise the believer to we all picket your store and warn the people don't buy from that store because they let dogs and dogs carry fleas. And when they take their dog in there, that flea jumps off that dog and go into them vegetables and everything else in that store. So don't go in there. So we going to tell Walmart, a corporate office, I'm going to call them tomorrow and let them know I'm not going back in there until they make sure that there's no dog coming into a place where food is supposed to be healthy and supposed to be good to you and good for you, and you can't see the little tiny fleas once you get on there. And so please, if you want my money, and then if you don't, they better call Piggy Wiggy up, because we pick a wigger and we're going to pick a Walmart and we're going to try to warn the people not to come in your store, and because your store allows dogs with fleas on them to come in. So praise be to Allah. You see a problem, you have to deal with it. You can't just talk about it and not deal with it. So I'm talking about telling you now, that's what my plans are. Calling them, and then if they don't respond, then I'm going to try to rile the believers and see how many I can get. And most of the time, we don't get nobody but a handful, because we are people, we love to talk. We got a lot of talkers around us, but doers, we got very few. And very few will show up to do anything about anything, no matter unless somebody in their family got hurt, then they want the whole world to come out and join them. But you got some believers that are lazy. They want the imam to come out there. They don't see the imam. They don't think it's important. So we got to change that. So praises be to Allah. Anybody else who got anything they want to say, please match one and come into the queue. This is a female night, and they mostly run it, but my wife is not back yet. So when any sisters want to take over, they can. But until then, I'm going to turn this back over to my brother Sujah Muhammad. Assalam alaikum. Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I mean, you was going smooth.
I'm gonna let you get a breath,
man. I'll just say
he was saying that you was talking about the good time.
We love the good time, bro.
Yes, sir.
Our people, if our leaders don't start pushing, establishing businesses and establishing something for ourselves and encouraging the peoples to establish themselves, so we can have some type of security, you know.
Yes, sir.
And we see what's going on. Well, first of all, I'd like to give the protocol for Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I seek Allah's assistance, and I give all recognition and respect to Allah. And most gracious, the most merciful, and I bear witness and testify
that there's only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. Okay, so well, like my son. So we got to have, I mean, it's no excuse, brother. It's just, you know, we can't keep teaching our people and don't talk to them about establishing themselves. We can't keep teaching our peoples and leaving and not telling the peoples that we are in a dependent situation. In a dependent situation. That's the problem. And to say that we are leaders and we keep on repeating the same thing, I can't see where that's just a coincidence. You know, we keep on repeating the same thing. We having the same problem. You know, we don't see nobody going into businesses. And we got all these smart people just among us. They got knowledge of how to do different things and how to become creative. I'm just looking at the TV show where they got this family came together and put on all these different types of bacon things that you bake. You know, cakes and cupcakes and decorations and things. But guess what they did it for? They did it for Christmas. You know, they did it for Christmas. They didn't do it as this is a way and this is a means where we can give jobs or we can support ourselves. No, they did it for Christmas. They did it in a selfish way, where they're trying to teach people to be like them. You know, that your success lies in being a white person, a so-called white person. Your success lies in that you follow my example. And you can become successful as long as you got straight hair and talk and act like me, you know, you can have all these things that I got, you know. But don't go into no businesses or don't go into nothing where you are showing the peoples how to be free. But you can show the children how to establish themselves. Don't go into nothing like that. We ain't going to put you on TV. You're not going to be put on television, you know, when you coming out and showing the peoples how to be independent, showing the peoples how to go for self, you know. And it seems like these leaders is following the same cadence. They doing the same, everybody doing the same thing, you know. I don't think that's no accident. I don't think that's no accident. I can't see where as smart as our imams are, and as far as knowing the Quran, and as far as memorizing different things in the religion, knowing the hadith. And able to quote it verbatim, you know, that they can't see that we don't have nothing. We don't have no kind of businesses. We don't have no, we're in a dependent situation. If something happened tomorrow, we gonna be in a disastrous state. We're going to starve to death. You know, and we're going to try to go and get food and things like that for our family. And these peoples have armed themselves. They got all kind of guns. These Caucasians,
got all kind of guns and things, and they're not going to let us take their food. So we're in bad shape. You know, and it seems like our leaders, when you start talking about that, they get quiet. And what I think about is watching that movie about Pharaoh, and they show that this Pharaoh got his eye on this sucker that talking about freedom. Got his eye on the person that talking about independence, talking about doing something for himself. They show it where Pharaoh's got one eye on it. You know. And this is what's going on, brothers and sisters. This is what's going on with us. We are in a bad situation, and our leaders has the power. They got the power to direct us towards establishing ourselves and telling us about supporting each other, supporting ourselves, but they won't do it. They won't do it. And if it's somebody like me get out there and tell them our peoples to support themselves and let's establish them, let's do something that we have some security. I'm the man that's whispering. I'm the man that is the enemy. That's the enemy right there. They're gonna get a bunch of their stooges to try to explain to me, you know, that I'm the enemy. I'm the enemy because I'm telling you to do something for yourself. Brothers and sisters, I don't care how a person thinks, especially during a time that we are in need to start doing something for ourselves. And me standing up and telling them that we got to move right away. I don't care what a person thinks about me. You know, I'm not concerned about that. I believe in God more than I'm concerned about how a person think about me. Especially when everything that I say is in that individual benefit. Everything I say is going to benefit that individual or those individuals. You know, and then here come some of the bootlicking followers trying to show you that try to change the conversation or try to change what has been said to get back in a dependent situation, to stay in a dependent condition. You see, I don't get nothing about that. You know, and it's just a blessing for the law to show me that Suja, what you're doing, you're doing right. You keep up. It's gonna be tough, but Allah gonna give you some relief in the end. Then he showed you that the prophets and the messengers went through the same thing. They did them the same way. Exactly the same way. Don't you know that's a good feeling? That's a good feeling. You know. And the disbelievers talk to the messengers and the prophets, and they ask the question, who do you think you is? Who do you think you is? Don't you know we got people thinking the same way and doing the same thing that the Quran is saying? And it's a blessing that Allah is able to show us this here in the Quran, and it give you a little bit more confidence. It make you want to speak out stronger and longer. And Allah let you know that you're on the right path. They are the one. These are your enemies. These are the enemies to the people. They don't have nothing. They don't think about the people. They just want to be in a position of power. A position of power. Or say that I'm with the powerful, even though the powerful is against the peoples as a whole, you know. So, brothers and sisters, we got to keep on fighting. Again, I bear witness that Allah is God. And that Prophet Muhammad and Christ Jesus and Noah and Abraham, all those great men, is God's servant. You know, I'm going to keep on bearing witness until I'm 81 right now, until I die. Keep on bearing witness till I got die. I can't turn around now. I went too far. I've been into this here too long to stop now. I can't stop now, you know. So, I'm not in the situation where I got to sleep some reputation or worry about how somebody look at me, you know. I'm worried about how Allah look at me. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about whether or not or what I'm hearing and what I'm trying to do is that I'm doing something right, you know, and I'm in obedience to God. You know, I'm looking at the children. I'm looking at the older peoples. I'm looking at the African Americans and other peoples is suffering. I'm looking at, when I see television, I see all those peoples that's trying to find a place to stay. I'm looking at all those peoples migrating, I'm looking at the peoples that's getting murdered. I'm looking at them destroying all these nice buildings and homes and businesses and things. They dropping bombs on them. I'm looking at all these people they're killing. They show where and some television station, I mean, some television program, you know how to go to it. They'll show you arms and heads separated from the body, you know, where peoples is being killed. They show you where there's a bunch of babies, is face bruised, eyes swollen, arms cut off, a head cut off. They show you all this here on the TV. If you know how to go to the right station, you know, and that's what concerns me. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this devil is destroying the believer and don't want peoples to have a material thing. They doing all this here just for the gain of material, and all this here have produced Uncle Toms, bootlickers, double crosses, and people that's unloyal to their brothers and sisters. It produced all this here just behind trying to get a dollar, just behind trying to get some material. I'm looking at all this. And all we got to do is bear witness to the one that created everything. And that's God. God is the creator of everything. He owns everything. And if he takes anything from you, can none of them give it back to you? If he gives you something, can none of them take it from you? So I'm looking at all this. I'm bearing witness. And I thank Allah for being among the one that is bearing witness that there's only one God. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Well, Islam ain't gone.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Suja. I'm sorry. I was only had to flick back over here. Okay, that was really y'all, I be liking this with y'all, brothers. I'm telling you the truth. Keep doing it. I was on the other end now. We're resting for the Savior's Day. And you know, Brother Suja, what you were reading before from the Quran, the same thing as in the book that Brother Henry Saifullah wrote. That chapter 4. I remember what was in there, but I got to find my book, though.
Alhamdulillah.
He's talking on the mic. He had to do that in here. Before we were listening to you, see, we had it on mute, so you couldn't hear what he was saying. But then you finished up before he could get finished on the phone talking to Brother Ideal, registering for the Savior's Day. Muhammad Sharif is on here again. Haven't heard from him in a long time. Does anybody else have anything else to say? You want to say something? The procedure's still the same. I've been on it so long, I thought he forgot about us. Thought he wanted to contribute to this cause no more. Brother Muhammad Sharif, good to see your number anyway. We know that you're there. I think we saw Sister Sharif's number, 2323. Anyway, I'm linking to you anyway. Okay. Did anybody hear anything yet about Newark, New Jersey?
If you go on YouTube, they got a whole series of the brother, you know, making doing different things and exactly where things stand at right now. His daughter talking.
Yeah.
He got
right.
a whole series of things. Let's go on YouTube and type in that, you know.
His name. Type in his name, Hassan.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You know, that's where I'm from.
Alhamdulillah.
Newark, New Jersey. That's where I was from.
Yes, indeed.
I wonder if they got to call the people yet.
They come together.
Always have. It used to be where the MGT and GCC, white outfits, and the brothers wear their blue uniforms and them hats and caps. Anything be going on. Be lined up on one side of the street, the brothers be lined up on the other side.
New Jersey was one of the biggest polls.
I'm Elijah Muhammad. Love New Jersey.
That's right.
He met W.D. Muhammad in Love, New Jersey, too. Mm-hmm. W.D.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. They came together.
Did you see the old building next to it, though? It's still added on. They ain't tearing it down or nothing.
They connected
on with the new part of the building. My email. Hold on a minute. Jana, Jannah. INC 528 at gmail.com. Jenna, like Jenna? Yes. 528. Yes. @gmail.com. Right. Okay, now I got it. I had to give him my email registration. Brother, okay, we got Brother Muhammad Sharif coming up here. Yes.
Assalamu
alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was here. I was just listening.
I know, you know, can't stand here, you just listen. You got to say something.
Now, I was going to go on to, since y'all had said it on YouTube, see what's all being said there. So that's the next step. I'm going to go on YouTube and see what's being said.
Me too. I got to check it out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to check that out. And see what they're saying about him. See, he's got a whole thing. Well, I'm glad I asked.
Right.
Yes.
So am I.
Yeah, brother. Brother Man Furcon went up there. A lot of people from down here went. A lot of people from down here went. Yeah.
Mhm.
Well, they say those who talk don't know, and those who know don't tell. So that's what we're listening to. A lot of people be talking and they don't have the information. Like I said, investigation is going on, the police department.
Yep.
Muslim communities. So that's why we want to wait and see what's going on, really.
That's true.
Not people just talking and don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
We got a whole investigation going on with Newark Police Department. Some people have said the FBI has been brought into it. A lot of it's nothing national where it's happening.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they even got, what is the name of that now? Reward.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to come in and to report what they saw, you know, with the shooting and everything. They got to catch the guy. Like it was 10,000. Then they went up to how much is it now? They got a different price than much higher price than 10,000
mm-hmm.
on the head of the person who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was doing a lot of work. I do know that. He was doing a lot of work in the community, though. So how is Sister Sharifa? Said she hadn't been on Lifeline in a while. She hadn't heard from me in a while. Yeah, I had a little health problem.
Assalamu alaikum.
How you doing, my sister?
Oh, I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. How about you, Sister Nahia?
Well, sister, you know, I just say I'm doing fine. I'm here. I got my sound mind. Right, you know, I got my sound mind and the necessities of life. So I'm grateful. I'm very
grateful.
That's what? Yeah.
I forgot you were from New Jersey, too, when you said a few minutes ago. So you, and you're from Tennessee also?
Well, see, I was born in Tennessee at Hubbard Meharry Hospital.
Okay.
Oh, Meharry Hospital. Yeah, I was born there.
Oh, okay.
I left at the age of four. Left at the age of 14 when my grandmother died, but she raised me. And I went to New Jersey.
Oh.
That's why I accepted El Islam in New Jersey. Uh-huh.
Allahu Akbar.
My children were born there.
Oh,
went to high school there. Went to college there.
Wow.
I did. You know what? I'm not going to start. I'm not boasting. Memories is just coming back to me, you know. I remember they did give us, gave me a Pioneers Award, a big plaque, thick plaque. It's so heavy. I said, my goodness, you can throw it and hit a person and kill them. glass plaque they gave me from Mars Cares. And they had Pioneers.
That's from the heavy work you've done.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Name was Brother Frank. Brother Frank Simmons and his brother. And they had the Brother Frank, his name is that was his original name. But then his Muslim name was what was his name, Brother Muhammad? That's a Frank, thank you.
No, I don't know. That's Frank.
It's slipping my mind. I know that brother's name. Mm-hmm. Like we almost grew up together up there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was the one day sent to prison in the boom room and claimed him, you know, describe him, not describe him, but... Anyway, they said he was insane. They going insane. This boom room up there in New Jersey where they send you to when you've insane them, committed a crime. Went and picked their brother up at the masjid right there on South Orange Avenue. They say he had robbed a bank and said they saw, they noticed, they followed him and his had money hanging out on up under the door. The door, as you close the door and the money was got stuck, just, you could see it hanging outside the door. Yeah, and that's what they said. And they picked him up right at the masjid, Juma, after Juma, and when he locked him up, and he went to the boom room, but they say he was insane. He just claimed he was just insane. No, but he was just, no, they were like that. They named two streets after him after he passed. He was there with me. He got a Pioneers Award right along with me the same year, same time.
What year did he get yours?
Oh, Lord have mercy. What year was that? I probably went up there. What year was that from the Mars Kills? It's on the plaque in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been about gone. About 10 years? Might not have been quite that long. He probably remember his name. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm so anxious to say his name to get it out until I can't even bring it out. Frank Simmons. That was his, we call his slave name. Frank Simmons, he called him. He had Brother Theodore and had another brother, too, and those brothers were known in the community for protecting the community. Because I know when my first husband, my children's father, went to jail, went to prison, he came by and he made sure that we had food and you know, to eat. And the children got to school. They were going to Clara Muhammad. And, first the University of Islam, but during the time when he went to prison, it was called... It was Clara Muhammad had advised over. He bought food, and same thing happened when he went to prison. My husband at the time, first husband, He made sure that Brother Osman, that's his name, Brother Osman, Osman Sharif.
Oh, yeah, Osman Sharif, yeah.
Yeah, Brother Osman Sharif. They named two streets after him after he passed.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it. He over in Newton, Georgia, also known as Brother Frank Simmons. Good brother, too. Yeah, we look out for each other up there. One ate, everybody ate. We don't get nobody to go without food. We knew anything about it. Only we didn't. Only reason why everybody didn't get, only one reason everybody didn't eat or didn't have food is because someone else didn't know about it. Somebody didn't know. One ate, everybody ate. We had
our
big brown rice. Yes. A blessing. You know, I was on the health and wellness, not health and wellness committee. There was a sick committee there. I was president of the sick committee. And I went to Martin Hospital up there, the city hospital at that time. Now it's a Newark Medical College of Engineering. Newark Medical College, yeah. Newark Medical College. But they got different parts to it.
Sciences,
all the sciences there. They had a nursing school there.
They do a lot of research.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And there was a city hospital at the time, though, when I went there and asked them about the menu, because and I asked them if they could please stop serving the pork, especially in pork meals to the Muslims, and they stopped serving the pork. I mean, they stopped serving pork. Sure did. They stopped serving pork.
And allow and reward you for that.
Well, you know, it may not even be on record, because I wasn't one that really wanted a lot of boasting and stuff like that. But it's there. My name is there. It hasn't been the one at the hospital in Martin. It's been the one that changed the menu and came in and looked into it and everything.
I'm humbly long.
Grateful for that. Yeah, I taught there when it was the University of Islam. I taught there when it turned into Sister Claire Muhammad School, and Sister Zeta, the one that Honorable Elijah Muhammad had asked to come to Chicago to help them get Sister Claire Muhammad School organized so they could get their charter and everything they needed to get it legal from the University of Islam to Sister Claire Muhammad Elementary School or Sister Claire Muhammad School. Yeah. She's to be called me her little partner. It's going to pick me in. Me and my oldest daughter up when I was pregnant with the baby daughter, Bushra. She's going to pick it up, take it over to the University of Islam to school because I didn't have transportation. And it was during the day, especially when it snowed like that, like it was bad until it went out anyway. Anyway, we went out. I'm expecting and everything. I went out anyway. She's going to pick me up and be down that snow to drive the car.
Nothing stops you, alhamdulillah.
Oh, yes. Yes, alhamdulillah. I remember those days. Yeah, but I remember brothers coming and pick us up from home to take us to Friday to the masjid. Or Sundays or whenever it was we had, you know, mass. Their sister didn't have transportation. They had to put our names on transportation to be picked up and be brought home. And one of the brothers I'll never forget, he said, sister, don't fret. Don't fret, sister. Don't fret, little sister. We got you. We got you. And his windows were tied up. The door was tied up in the window. Our door was tied up to the cook door so it wouldn't blow open, wouldn't fly open. And one of them didn't have no window. The back one didn't have no window in it, but he had the plastic, you know, the big plastic with the taped up to the window so the window wouldn't be cold. He said, don't fret, little sisters, don't fret. Taking us back home and all that snow and everything.
Oh, wow, he was really in the wintertime, too? Wow.
Oh, those brothers used to sacrifice sisters. Oh, those brothers, these are sacrifices. They did what they had to do. Did what they had to do.
I'm
a hard worker, student. Those are for us, hard workers.
the young people weren't they, Brother Muhammad?
Weren't they hard working, Brother Muhammad?
Oh yeah, yes, that's right.
Oh,
and we came in with sincerity. You know, so that's what saved us, with our sincerity.
Well, that's right.
That's what
we really were important. Really were sincere. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, a lot of us ate things almost every day of the week. Didn't matter. We loved it. Baked bread ourselves, bean pies, butternut squash pies.
Mm-hmm.
Brown rice, we had to brown our rice, you know. And whole wheat bread.
Oh,
it's really a good time, man. Did she say that it's not over yet, though, is it?
No,
she did say that. So we're on overtime. We got to go. Start talking about old time. We should really have something like that walk down memory lane or something like that festivity at the Mars Cares at one of these when we get back together, inshallah. We should have a celebration like that. Memory lane.
You got sugar banana, white sugar.
Okay, I'm gonna let everybody go. Then we're gonna close out. You want me to close out?
Me?
No. Muhammad, you want to close out for us?
I just left the bathroom.
You feel
like from Suda?
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
You talking about you just left the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, I guess he's not bringing sickness to close it out.
Brother Muhammad's gonna close out.
Okay, good. Alhamdulillah.
Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yom Bidin. Iyakana Abura wa Iyakana Stain. Idina Surata Mustaqim. Surata Ladina Nantu Alayhim. Gabriel Maktubi Alayhim Waladarin.
I mean. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And thank everybody for coming out. And thanks for helping me to walk down memory lane again and remembering my old soldiers and sister soldiers and brother soldiers and a lot of good memories of Newark, New Jersey. Okay, then, to meet again, everybody be safe. Look out for these tornadoes and all. Atlanta's got another watch on it tonight. Had one came through last night, killed one person, and they're claiming another one today that they must have found. But they're still on watch again tonight. And North Carolina and different parts, you know. Two of them. Watch your weather. Okay, then. May Allah bless us all. Let's all be successful in our businesses and in our home and our family lives and our communities. Assalamu alaikum. Be safe.